I'm joined now by RNZ business editor Giles Beckford. And Giles, consumer confidence has plunged.
Thank you, Charlie. Yes, as you may have heard in the news, it's tumbled to levels last seen in the global financial crisis. That's if you leave aside the pandemic lockdown's impact, with households particularly worried about the outlook over the next 12 months. The ANZ Roy Morgan Consumer Confidence Index down 4 points to 82.1. Now, a reading below 100 indicates pessimism. Inflation expectations eased slightly, just around 4.4%, but people are a touch more confident about house prices picking up. ANZ senior economist Miles Workman says more people think it's a bad time to buy an appliance, and that's not a good sign for retailers.
The indicator of whether or not it's a good time to buy a major household item, it does tend to move pretty closely with actual activity in the retail trade industry. And unfortunately for retailers, that's now at a negative 28%. Now, what we have noticed with this indicator is very high inflation has made consumers very wary of purchasing a major household item. But if inflation's moving in a slightly better direction for households, but this indicator's going south, it does suggest that there are weaker times ahead for the retail industry.
Only 5% of consumers expect to be better off this time next year. That compares with 19% in March. Well, a growing number of people over the age of 65 are staying in the workforce, and there's now the New Zealand proportion is the highest in the OECD. A study by agecalculator.com using OECD data shows the average age of older workers beyond the notional retirement age of 65 is 67 in New Zealand. Now, that was in 2020. It was 61 in the year 2000. Retirement Commission policy leader Michelle Reyes says the older workforce benefits the labour market in a number of ways, but employers need to be flexible.
Because we know from research that people are wanting to transition into retirement and not just stop altogether, so they perhaps want to go into more of a part-time position. And we know it's really important to eliminate ageism or age discrimination in the workforce, and really important for training and upskilling for older workers to allow them to continue working if that's what they choose to do.
That's Michelle Reyes of the Retirement Commission. Well, the price of building materials is expected to drop over the next few years following an easing of import restrictions. The government's planning to free up rules for bringing in imported building materials if they comply with authorised overseas code certifications. Well, some trade groups, including window manufacturers and installers, are raising concerns about poor standards and the risk of defective products. But the chair of the Combined Building Supplies Cooperative, Carl Taylor, dismisses those concerns and says the changes will help to drive down prices.
The next 2-3 years, we should start to see a lowering of some of the very expensive building costs that we're seeing. And saying that, prices have appeared to have stabilised past 6 months, but that's because of the extremely low building volume that's going through councils at the moment.
That's Carl Taylor from the Combined Building Supplies Cooperative. Now, it might have passed you by, but last weekend, the much-awaited Bitcoin halving occurred, and it had little impact on the price of the cryptocurrency. Now, the rewards for Bitcoin are halved when the number of the coin's building blocks, the blockchains, hits 210,000. So last week, the people mining the blockchains received just over 3 bitcoins for all their efforts. Before the halving, they were being getting 6.25 bitcoins. That means that in time, there will be fewer bitcoins in circulation, fewer created, and in the past, the value of them has risen in response. Well, the local general manager of the crypto exchange Binance, Ben Rose, says the stability of Bitcoin after the halving was in line with expectations.
The short-term behavior of Bitcoin has been stable. In the previous 3, we saw an average increase in price of about 16% over the next couple of months. But I think the really interesting thing to look at is the long-term impact. So there have been 4 halvings so far, and if I give you the price increase for the 12 months after the halving, the first one was 8,000%, the second one was 284%, and the third one was 559%. So it's an interesting time, short-term stability, but we're looking to see what happens over the next 6 to 12 months.
That's Ben Rose, the General Manager of Binance New Zealand. And at last look, the value of a Bitcoin was around $66,000. Well, let's see how all the other financial assets are faring. I'm joined by Belinda Meikle from Craigs Investment Partners. Kia ora to you, Belinda.
Kia ora, Charles.
Right. I don't think you follow Bitcoin perhaps as closely as you follow stocks and shares. So what's it looking like for the local market?
Yeah, the market's a little bit weaker today, down almost 0.5%, the NZX 50 at 11,891. And actually most stocks on our list are trading a little bit lower today. We're starting with Auckland Airport, they're down 2 cents at 7.84. A2 Milk, they're off 9 cents at 6.43. Contact Energy down to 8.63. Fletcher Building, they're down 5 cents at 3.83. Fisher & Paykel off 13 cents at 27.74. And we've got Main Freight down 14 at 69.76. Port of Tauranga, they're bucking the trend. They're up 6 cents at 4.95. Ryman Healthcare down 7 at 4.19. Spark is down 1 at 4.72. And Somerset just off 5 cents at $11.12.
How's it looking for Australia?
Yeah, it's looking quite soft over there. Their market has opened down 1.3%. It's down 101 points. The S&P ASX 200 at 7,582. And all the stocks trading a bit lower today, with the resources down quite sharply. We've got BHP down over 4%. They've announced a plan for buying Anglo, and that's not been received too well. So they're down $2 at $43.25. We've got a Commonwealth Bank down $1.23 at $113.77. CSLs are down $5.23 at $273.22. Rio Tinto, they're just off 11 cents at $129.27. Telstra's down 2 at $365. Woolworths down 51 cents at $31.57. And Xero's off 88 cents at $119.01.
How's the Kiwi dollar going?
Well, we're a little bit stronger against all our trading partners. Against the US dollar, currently 0.5962. The Australian dollar, we're at 0.9133. The yuan is at 4.32. The euro, 0.5557. The pound up at 0.4768. And the yen up also at 92.78.
Which leaves us with interest rates, oil and gold.
Yeah, so a little bit higher in those 5-year swap rates today, up 8 at 4.76%. 90-day bank bills just up 1 at 5.67%. Brent spot oil down 91 cents to $89.25 a barrel. And gold's off $2.25. It's currently trading at $2,329.54 an ounce.
Thank you very much. That's Belinda Meikle from Craigs Investment Partners. She mentioned there Port of Tauranga rising in price, and one reason might be speculation in Australian media that the big logistics and an infrastructure firm Qube is looking at stakes in our two biggest ports. The paper is reporting that Qube executives have been looking at the Port of Tauranga and Auckland Port to see if they're possibly interested in investing. We'll update the news and the numbers for you at around 5:30 in Checkpoint. But for now, that's business.